At least 17 people were killed in that massive high-rise fire in London, but officials say the toll is certain to keep growing. Many of the tower's residents are still missing. Hundreds lived in the 24-story apartment block before the fire destroyed it. Now the pressure is growing on British Prime Minister Theresa May to provide some answers, and she's ordered a full investigation. The World's Leo Hornack was at the scene of the blaze yesterday and returned today.
This morning, in a way, the scene is kind of even more shocking. This tower, you have to imagine, Carol, it's 24 stories tall, so it's huge. And it's changed from looking like an ordinary housing block, 1970s housing block, to being a kind of, like I said, a blackened tooth on the skyline. The whole of the building, except for the bottom floors, is completely black and burnt. One of the things that is particularly sort of disturbing in a way is when you look up, you can actually see through bits of the building because everything except the concrete has melted or burnt away. And that means you can see bits of sky where windows used to be. You can actually see through parts of the building. It's affected not just the tower, it's affected, you know, the whole area. The place that I'm standing in right here, all around my feet there are these little kind of pebbles of burnt plastic about the size of a golf ball and smaller, which are from the tower. They've blown across the whole area and you pick them up and they kind of crumble in your fingers.
I've seen photos and it's just chilling because it really looks like it's from a war zone in a city that's been pummeled for months. But I'm wondering, how is the community around the Grenfell Tower coming to terms with this? Are Londoners out on the street there?
I'm just across the street from the main volunteer effort. People from the whole of Britain really have been donating clothes, food, water, and a huge effort is going on to try and organise that and distribute that to the families, because there were so many people living in this place who are now homeless. You know, those who are lucky enough to escape, they've lost everything. Those are the lucky ones. So there's that effort to help people, but there's also the other side, which is the mourning going on, and a whole wall on one of the nearby housing blocks at sidewalk level has been turned into a memorial wall. And you can see people writing messages. Some of the messages are very general, you know, our hearts are with those people who have gone. But some of them are much more personal and refer to actual individuals who lived in the block. I saw just an 8-year-old schoolboy who was writing a message to one of his school friends who he hasn't seen and no one knows where he is, who lived in the block. And he was just writing on that wall on his own with a felt tip pen, "Our hearts are with you," and the name of his friend. Oh. And it's when you see things like that, Carol, that it really brings home that this is affecting people on an incredibly personal and intimate level at this time.
I was going to ask you, I mean, what about the many tower block residents who are still missing?
That's the real horror of this, is that there's a huge question mark as to what happened to many of the people who were in this block. One person spoke to one of my BBC colleagues. Her name's Nicola, and she's someone who is deeply, deeply worried about a friend of hers who lived in one of the upper stories. Here's what she told them.
She got separated from her mum in the panic in the early hours of the morning. And obviously, as you can imagine, as a mother, she's frantic. She was told that she was at hospital. She went to hospital only to find it was the same name but wrong girl. And we are angry. I'm not going to lie, the locals are angry. This could have been prevented. Life didn't need to be lost. And they're lost and people are looking for their children and it's so unfair.
Oh, it's just devastating to listen to that. I mean, it really sounds like the locals are really hurting and demanding answers. What will happen next in the aftermath of this tragedy?
You heard the emotion in that woman's voice, and that's what's all around me right now, that people who feel, you know, just as desperate and angry and in as much pain as that. But in a wider sense, a lot of the political attention is now turning to exactly what went wrong that allowed this blaze to happen.
The World's Leo Hornack outside what remains of the 24-story Grenfell Tower block in London. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you, Carol.